We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We got a great show for you today. We have WAG Wednesday at 5 o'clock. We got Darius Rucker wagon wheeling his way in sometime after 4 o'clock. And we got you on the phones. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, kid?
Hi. I'm splendid. How are you?
You're splendid today, yeah?
You know what? I'm alive.
Why would you come in here in a splendid mood today?
Because I didn't die. I'm alive. I'm breathing. I get to work with you. I got two beautiful kids. I'm just, you know, can I be happy once in a while?
Life is good. Right now, for Evan Roberts, is that what you're saying?
At about 9:30 when the Wizards are up by 25, I may not feel that way, but in this moment, I'm in a good mood. I'm happy.
Wizards, Nets, later tonight.
For you. I'll be on the edge of my seat cursing half the game, but okay.
You know, it's funny. I was doing some soul searching today.
Yeah?
Driving into work. There's actually traffic today. Which makes me think that's a good thing. Maybe people going back to work. But it wasn't a good thing. It was a New Jersey female driver who was probably texting or doing her nails in the car. And wound up going sideways, was in a ditch.
Oh.
And everyone stopped to look because she was hot.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if anyone's at work anymore. But I did some soul searching, Evan.
What did you find?
Well, I was sitting in traffic. And what I decided was... Spring, or I guess late winter, whatever you want to call it, January, February, March. I guess that's late winter, right? What do you call it? Late winter, early spring.
Today?
No. Like just the period of time that is now until the weather changes.
The death of winter.
Yeah. I'm not sure if there's been a worse period sports-wise in my lifetime from a January, February, March perspective. I was thinking about it coming in. Like, I know my Jets, you know, we're never in the playoffs, you know, this deep into January.
Right.
So that's not a new thing for me. Right? The Knicks, average at best, okay?
Right.
The Nets, you don't think they're going to win a championship. And who the hell cares in January anyway?
Sure.
You know, their season really doesn't start until the playoffs, right?
Knee issue, so we don't even get to watch him every night, yes.
Baseball's currently in a lockout.
That's a big problem.
All right.
That's a big problem.
And I'm saying to myself, has it ever been worse? Now, I love this time of year usually.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to sit here and there is no, like, oh my God, what happened last night? I can't wait to talk about it tomorrow, right? And one topic takes over the entire radio station. So I usually love January, February, March, because you can get into a lot of other things.
Right.
And you can explore different parts of sport that maybe you wouldn't ordinarily explore, right? But I'm not sure if it's ever been worse. And I mean that. The New York Yankees got eliminated in a wild card game against the Red Sox. They've done nothing to improve themselves. The Mets have gotten better, but they're in a lockout. So who knows? Basketball, essentially dead, other than the Nets come playoff time. This is not a hockey town. All due respect to those of you that do like hockey, we are not a hockey town. Hockey is last of all the major sports.
Mm-hmm.
Football. Coming off another ridiculous, unbelievably bad football season. And then I look around and I see Kansas City, maybe going to their third consecutive Super Bowl. I see Green Bay, small market town, getting ready to maybe go, if they win this weekend, to their third consecutive NFC Championship game, right? The Dodgers, Houston, Tampa. And I say to myself, maybe I've been living a lie. And I know what that's like because I lived a lie when it came to gambling. But maybe as a sports fan, Evan, I've been living a lie. So I'm sitting in the car today, and I have an epiphany. And God struck me yet again on a drive on Route 78, this time going east, not west. We suck. We suck.
That hit you on January 19th, 2022.
Now, I want to be clear about this. I think we're the greatest people. I think we're superior in every possible way to people that come from any other part of the country. I think we're phenomenal human beings. But from a sports standpoint, not only is there nothing special about New York, we're not even top 10. We embarrass ourselves. And I believe right now, in the moment, this is the epiphany I had today. Mm-hmm. We are at the lowest we've ever been. Now, you could do the old prove me wrong routine. It's a big thing on the internet. Convince me I'm wrong. I'm not even asking for that. I don't even care if you want to discuss it. I had the epiphany, and I know I'm right. We're embarrassing. We claim to have the greatest basketball players on playgrounds in all the five boroughs. Yet, we haven't produced a college champion in how long, let alone an NBA champion, recognizing that those players come from other cities in America. Our high school teams don't win national championships. St. John's hasn't been to a Final Four in God knows how long. Our basketball teams haven't been to an NBA final in over a quarter of a century. Our baseball teams haven't won a World Series in over a decade, right? And I say to myself, maybe we've just been lying to ourselves. Maybe all this time that we tell the rest of the world New York is the greatest sports city on the planet, we stop for a minute and recognize we're not. There's nothing special about being a professional sports team in New York City, even if you play in New Jersey. Nothing. Nothing. We've embarrassed ourselves. And I think today is the day we put our foot down and say, as fans, we're not going to take it anymore.
Well, to quote Clint Capella, what you going to do about it?
What you going to do about it?
You root for a garbage basketball team. Baseball may never, ever start. Our football teams suck.
Right.
What are you going
to
do about
well,
it?
Well, I'm hoping to use the next 4.5 hours to figure that out.
Yeah.
Because I only had one epiphany. I didn't have two. I came up with the realization that we suck. I do not have the solution to end the sucking. I'm hoping that over the next 4.5 hours, the listeners of this program can help us out. But step one, and this is a very tough step for you to take, and I want to know, Evan, that you are ready to take that step. Are you willing to join me hand in hand, mano a mano, as brothers, and walk across that lava,
well,
acknowledging that we suck?
Here's the problem, Craig.
Yeah.
We live in an incredibly diverse city.
Yes, we do.
And by diverse, I mean there's a lot of teams in this city.
None of them are any good.
I'm a hopeful guy with some of the teams I root for.
You suck.
I root for a basketball team that, if God willing, the three superstars can play at the same time, can win an NBA championship. I root for a baseball team where if the commissioner and the players and the owners can get on the same page, I get to watch Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer 2 out of 5 days.
Keyword, IF, if.
No, if. Bro, if. I am filled with ifs. There's ifs all over my head. But I have hope. You, on the other hand, you're hopeless.
Hopeless. I am absolutely hopeless because I'm also not a hockey fan, and I know what the Rangers are doing.
And I'm not even mentioning the hockey in that the Islanders have been hopeless. In a back-to-back semis. The Rangers have had a great season. I think that it depends on who you... Like, a Met fan doesn't feel hopeless. I'm sorry. I apologize. A Brooklyn Net fan, I know there aren't a lot of us. We may not be confident, but we are not hopeless.
Yeah.
So I apologize. I'd like to put my arm
around
you.
Hold my hand and walk down into the lava with me, Evan. Here's our reality. We suck. Not us. We're brilliant people. We're phenomenal people. We are superior to all other humans in the country. New Yorkers and Northeast folks are special. It's not our fault. Mm-hmm. So I want to be clear about this. You listening right now, I love you. You're fantastic. As the Brits would say, you're brilliant. Yes, but the
bloody
teams... Bloody brilliant. But the teams we root for are embarrassing. And it dawned on me. I started thinking about it.
I thought you were thinking about it during the end of the Knick game last night. Maybe that's what
No,
it
don't
hit
get
you.
Me started on that because Tom Thibodeau's got to go.
Wow.
Yeah, Thibodeau's.
Wow.
I mean, embarrassing last night. Losing that game last night. And don't get me started on that. We'll get to that in a bit. Julius Randle's got to go. Thibodeau's got to go. Overrated, both of them. All right, but here's our reality.
Yeah.
Our reality is that the sports in this town suck. And I want to be clear. High schools, you suck. Colleges, you suck. Pros, you suck. We're the suckiest city in America. And I get no joy out of saying that because I love my hometown. And we as a people are phenomenal and we deserve better. We got the best playground players in the world. Where are they? Where are they? St. John's. Yeah. What's St. John's done? Rutgers is holding the candle right now for collegiate basketball.
Seton Hall is, actually.
Rutgers.
Seton Hall.
Let's go, Rutgers. Seton Hall. We got nothing. We got nothing. And I'm frankly tired of it. I don't know what the hell we could do about it, to be honest. But I'm going to lean on the fan base today because it's not about you people. You people are brilliant. It's about the teams we root for. You know, I go on shows all across the country talking about sports and a lot of times talking about, you know, responsible gambling these days. And everybody asks me about, ooh, New York, New York, New York, New York. Yeah, I go, I shrug. I shrug, Evan. I've now become a shrugger. I never shrugged in my lifetime, and now I'm shrugging because I have no defense. You know, they say that the days of the sports superpowers are essentially done, that we're not going to see runs like we've seen up until recent years. And I say you're wrong. Kansas City is going to go to their third straight Super Bowl, at least AFC Championship game. Green Bay is most likely
going
to go
to
their
championship game.
Fourth straight AFC Championship
if they win,
game.
Yes, yes.
Third straight NFC Championship game. You know, the Astros, the Dodgers, Tampa, every single year, they're in it. And I'm sitting here in the greatest city in America in the middle of January, and I'm saying to myself, why do we suck? Because you can't blame just one owner, and the Wilpons don't own the team anymore, so we can't all agree. Just let's yell and scream at the Wilpons.
That was always so much easier,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Our whipping boy is gone. The Giants suck. The Jets suck. The Yankees are not living up to Yankee expectations. The Mets, fingers crossed, but we don't know. The Knicks, embarrassing. The Nets, who knows? Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Certainly they're the closest right now based on when the next championship gets played, but who the hell knows? We were terrible. We're terrible. I'm embarrassed to be a New Yorker when it comes to our sports here. And I go all the way down to the high school level. All you moms and dads that think you're raising the next Willie Mays and Wayne Gretzky and Michael Jordan, guess what? Your kids suck. Your kids are, yeah, they suck. You're not raising the next great player. You know why? Because where is he? Where is that kid?
What happened? Yeah. Usually I'm the negative one and
where
you're
is
the
that kid?
Happy guy
well,
now.
Well, my kid's the best lacrosse player in Long Island. Shove it up your ass.
Now all of a sudden, everybody sucks. You suck, you suck,
yeah.
You suck.
Yeah.
This team sucks, this sucks.
Everybody sucks.
What happened? Just because you had traffic this
yeah,
morning?
I had traffic.
Epiphany is everybody's terrible?
Traffic epiphany. I think it goes back, frankly, to the deal we made with the Native Americans.
Really?
I do. I think that's coming back to bite us in the ass. We stole Manhattan from them, and there's some kind of curse, and that curse is never going to be lifted. I don't care how many casinos you give them. That curse is never going to be lifted.
I thought it was the curse of 1969, 1970, 1986. Like all the glory this city used to have that I got to be honest with you, I was too young or wasn't alive for.
I'm telling you, I hope you feel my pain today. I come in today in a good mood. I have a nice turkey provolone, Aunt Lydia peppers on it, feeling good. Watch Dateline, watch Maury Povich, watch Law & Order SUV, prepared the show, and then pow!
That's why you're depressed.
Right in my face, pow!
It just hit me.
I got slapped right in the face, smack! Right in the face with the reality that I live in and love a town that sucks when it comes to sports. Like, think about how much it sucks where we had to debate whether or not a soccer team that nobody gives a rat's ass about should be given a parade in the Canyon of Heroes because we haven't had one.
Because we're so desperate to have any kind of parade.
It's the longest streak we've had in New York City history without a well-deserved parade for somebody in the Canyon of Heroes.
Straight up decade now.
And I'm not counting the women's soccer team because they don't count.
No. Of our local professional sports teams, we are sitting and waiting around since Victor Cruz was still running against the Jets.
Yeah.
Since the second Super Bowl victory against the Patriots. That's kind of like the line of demarcation. Because the Yankees won a few years earlier. Since then, we are dealing with a Sahara Desert-like drought.
It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed. I am. And let's share my embarrassment with me throughout the afternoon today. Maybe it'll be a feel-good kind of show. maybe misery, love, and company will make us all feel good. I don't know.
As much as I want to be supportive, I'm hopeful, man.
Hopeful. Yeah, you're hopeful for what?
I'm hopeful that the baseball lockout's going to end and the New York Mets are actually going to have a shot. Right. I'm hopeful that the three superstars will play together and they have a chance to win a title. Like, I'm not saying all that's going to happen, Craig. Yeah. I want to make that clear.
Yeah.
There's a chance that the middle of May, I'll be saying exactly what you're saying now.
I got a phone number for you to call.
I'm hopeful, man.
1-800-SUCKER. It's the same line I've been calling for 50 years of my life.
I'm a sucker,
man. Ooh, this is going to be the year. Ooh, you know, the Knicks were the 4 seed last year, and we went out and got Kemba and Evan Fournier. We're going to be the 3 seed this year and actually win a playoff series. Ooh, we got Robert Saleh, the sexy coach we all wanted.
Zach Wilson's the next Dan Marino.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, what are we doing? Ooh, this is going to be a great, you know, Joe Judge, the end of the year winning 5 out of 8.
That's
going to be phenomenal.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yuck. Yuck. Well, you know, my kid's a star basketball player on his high school, and they won the counties 2 years in a row. Yeah. Look who they're playing. Other average New York kids. I mean, what are we doing? We'll get your calls. I don't know. I don't know anymore. Live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Matter of fact, Tommy's in Amityville. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. Tommy, what do you got, buddy?
So basically, you're missing out on some high school sports.
Yeah, go ahead. Let me hear.
Men's Amityville soccer, state champs.
Great. State champs. Did they beat anybody outside the state? No.
Right. I don't even know.
And let me tell you something about Amityville, if I may. So I used to run and I used to have a travel soccer program, okay? So I had a bunch of kids here from Manhattan and North Jersey who played with my son. So I put together a little travel team just to have a little fun. This got to be 6 or 7 years ago, okay, when Sonny was maybe 12 years old. I put together such a badass soccer team that it was embarrassing. His buddies who were good soccer players. So we went to Amityville. There was a big summer tournament in Amityville. So I call up the tournament director. How you doing, Craig Carton? I've got a team. They're really a very good team. So can you do me a favor? We were playing in a 12U8. We're 11-year-old kids, right? 12-year-old kids. I go, do me a favor. Like, do you have levels? He goes, we're the greatest soccer program in all the world.
No, they're cocky.
And I go, listen, I go, we're a really good team. I don't want to go there and embarrass anybody. Can you put us 2 years up? Let us play against the 14-year-olds. Because I knew this team was like, it was stupid, right? He goes, we can handle any 12U team you have. I go, all right. I go, but I just want to be clear. Will you please tell the parents before the tournament that I specifically requested not to play in this age group. I requested to play 2 years up because that's how good I thought this team was I brought, okay? Oh, Carton, you don't know what you're talking about. Amityville soccer, greatest soccer program in the state. I go, okay. So we go there.
6-0.
6-0.
was I too
six?
Low? 8-0?
Evan, to start this, you play soccer as 11 on 11.
Right.
Just so in case people don't know. 11
and kick,
players.
And you kick with both legs, I heard.
11 players versus 11 players. Yeah. Funny. Good call.
Thank you.
All right. We started the second half. I only put 7 players on the field.
Huh.
The final score was 18-0.
Wow. All right. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it was stupid, but that's my point. Everybody in New York thinks that they're raising the next great player. Memo to all of you. Your kids aren't that good.
You all suck. Sorry.
Out of all the millions of people watching and listening right now, there might be a single family mm-hmm. that's got a kid that's good enough to get a scholarship to play Division I A.
Listen, man,
sports.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, my kid. You don't know about Buff and Mim. You know about Buff. He's a great lacrosse player. Yo, yeah. He's getting Division I scholarship to Hopkins, Maryland, Syracuse. So shut your trap, Carton. Okay.
Are you sure? Because this morning, before I took Jet to the bus, we played one-on-one basketball, and yeah. he had a mean crossover.
There you go. All right, we'll get your calls. But I'm glad the guy from Amityville called, because that was the town. We went there, won every game by 20 goals, and it wasn't fun, and it wasn't good for anybody.
Those kids had a little bit of fun. No?
No. Like, you want competition. I was so upset about that. I told you.
Did they apologize and say maybe we should have given you the 14-year-olds?
We didn't realize. I told you. I had a group of special kids who could play better than everybody else. And I warned you about it, you morons. Anyway. We suck. That's the theme of the day is we suck. And I'll be the suck captain, okay? So I'll put it on myself.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
We'll get to watch Hollywood stars and actors who pretend to be football fans in the pregame show, but she is Cleopatra.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's making a resurgence.
Yeah, she never needed one in my book. I've always had a thing for Halle Berry. But anyway, so she's going to host NBC's Super Bowl open at 6 o'clock, Neil Best just reported, and 41 million people watched the Niners-Cowboys game, NFL's most watched wildcard game in 7 years, dating back, I believe, to a Detroit-Dallas game 7 years ago, Evan.
Cowboys are a ratings monster. And last year...
So here's what's weird. It hit a peak of 50 million at the end of the game. You know when the game's in the balance there last couple minutes? So 41 million people. So 50 million max. 41 million was the average, I guess. And that's what CBS paid $700 million for.
Wow. They got what they paid for, right?
Now, that includes the folks that watched on Nickelodeon, but I don't have those numbers
in front of me. I saw a breakdown.
How bad was Nickelodeon?
Nickelodeon's numbers were terrible. They accounted last year for 2 million viewers and 7% of the audience.
Okay.
This year, they were down to a little over 1 million people,
yeah,
and they accounted for 3% of the audience.
Right, because nobody really wants to see it, right? And it's not a thing. And now, I get the experiment. I thought it was cool to try it. I was definitely in favor. Still, why not try it?
It's still a million kids watching.
Well, a million something. We don't know what.
It was 1.33 million.
No, I'm saying we don't know the age group of those watching.
No, I don't know the age group, but 1.33 million people were watching. It's a good number,
right? If that wasn't a football game and it was anything else, you'd say, hey.
Well, what does Rugrats normally get on Nickelodeon?
I don't think it gets 1.3 million.
I have no idea.
I don't know the answer to your question, but if it wasn't a football game, that's probably the highest rated Sunday 4 o'clock show Nickelodeon's ever had.
And CBS is really smart. When they release these numbers, they release the Nickelodeon CBS got, and then they give the combined number.
Right.
Because when you split it up, obviously there's a stark difference.
Well, no one's expecting Nickelodeon to carry.
No, not carry it, but it definitely dropped from last year. There was clearly more interest a year ago when it led to 7% of the audience watching, and now it's only 3%
of the audience. Do we know what the Manning cast did Monday night?
I haven't seen that one yet, no.
That number's got to be out there. It's already Wednesday.
I bet. And I haven't seen it yet. I'll look it up. For me, I remember telling you last week, I won't watch the Manning cast. It's the playoffs. I ended up watching the entire game on the Manning cast, mainly because the game was so bad that I was looking for other forms of entertainment.
Yeah.
And so I found myself glued to Russell Wilson, which I was pissed about, because Russell Wilson was on during garbage time.
Yeah.
And I kept watching, hoping they were going to bring up his future.
Well, you know the story behind that,
right? Which they never
did. So there's a story behind that. There's a story out there that part of the deal to get Russell Wilson to go on for the second time, I guess he did one earlier this year, did a Raider game earlier this year.
Yeah, he did. And he was good, I thought, that time.
So part of the deal, the story is, to get Russell Wilson on, is that ESPN agreed that Eli and Peyton would not ask him any questions about looking to go on to another team. Which, means you lose all journalistic integrity.
Yeah.
Because that's what you want to ask Russell Wilson. Now, you could have made an agreement, we have to ask the question, but we'll only ask it once.
Yeah, and then you can deflect like you would.
But so it was interesting to me. I heard it too. I felt like Russell Wilson was auditioning to be an analyst.
It felt that way, yeah.
That's what I thought.
And I don't think he was that good. Now, it was garbage time. I want to at least give him that. It was a terrible, terrible game. It was at the end of the game. And schmucks like me, I was watching, naively hoping they were going to ask about his future. I didn't know there was a side deal.
From
made.
Our perspective, from Chicago's perspective, a couple other cities in America who think, hey, maybe he'd come play for us, right? Or try to demand a trade to a certain destination. That's all you want to hear.
And also,
asking it becomes like the big meatball in the room.
Of course.
Because that's all we don't want to hear Russell Wilson say anything else.
I don't care about him breaking down a blowout. I don't care about facing these teams. I don't care about his predictions. I want to hear about his future.
Are you looking to leave Seattle?
Yes.
And by the way, he could say, I'm happy in Seattle. Let's move on. And you do. I'm not saying you grill him like it's a Mike Wallace interview with a former terrorist. You ask him the question because it's topical and newsworthy. You don't beat him up on it. You ask him the question, he answers it, and now it's got some fun.
And it was so easy to be done because earlier in that broadcast, Peyton Manning took a shot at Joe Judge.
Yes.
He took a shot at the quarterback sneak, and Eli Manning laughed it off and said no comment. Knowing the Manning relationship, it would have been so easy for Peyton to say to Russell Wilson, Eli won't say it, but he really wants you to quarterback his Giants.
Now, they dropped the ball on that one, if you guys find the ratings for that, let me know. Right now, we're dealing with the reality that while the Manning cast may have sucked and the Nickelodeon broadcast may have sucked, we suck too. So it's I want to be clear that we're pouring the magnifying glass on ourselves today. We're not mocking anybody else. The teams that we root for stink. Here's Big Pete on the Fan. Petey, good afternoon. How are you?
Craig, Evan, what's going on?
Doing good, buddy.
Craig, you hit it, man. It's so funny. I call my dad. He's in Florida. So I call him. I go, Dad, why do all my teams suck? I'm tired of this. All my teams suck. Devils suck. Haven't been good in a while. Yankees, I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
The Nets, Evan, someone, they're not all going to play together.
That's I know. I've said it.
So that, there's that too. And then and my one glory hope I was hoping for is Seton Hall. And I'm thinking, okay, we're good. And now all of a sudden they've fallen on their face again.
Now they also got screwed on Saturday, but that's a different story. We won't get into. But the officials screwed them on Saturday.
Yeah, it's a weird time in our lives. It's a very weird time.
But you know what? But Pete,
take stock of who we are.
Pete, here's the thing. All right. I agree that in my lifetime, we suck. Like, that is a statement Craig is right about. But when there's hope, like a little bit of smither of hope, even if you don't believe in that hope, I don't know. Like, that to me isn't sucking. So I agree with Pete. The Brooklyn Nets are not going to win an NBA title. I've said that to you over and over again. You think it's Robertsitis. But yet there's a shot. So I don't feel that sucking feeling that I had during 12-70. The sucking feeling that Knicks fans have right now watching Julius Randle miss big free throws and R.J. Barrett turn the ball over late. There's a difference between sucking and knowing you're not going to win, but the hope of, well, maybe I'm wrong.
Well, the teams I root for suck. I have no hope. Hope is dead. And I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. I know it's mid-January. We have a great, I mean, a great weekend, at least on paper, of NFL playoffs coming up. Like, this should be the best weekend of the year.
Yes.
It usually is. And no joke, the matchups are awesome. The big stars are awesome. They're all in the game. Like, I can't wait for Saturday and Sunday. It should be phenomenal.
Yes.
Like, I'm excited for this weekend. I can't wait not leave my couch just to watch these games this weekend.
Specifically Sunday, but yes.
Yeah, right? Like, this is going to be phenomenal. Like,
yes.
We have everything we want, the matchups we want, the players we want, every bit of it on every game, by the way.
Yes.
I think it's going to be awesome. Now, every game's probably not going to be awesome, but there's the possibility that we get back-to-back-to-back-to-back ridiculous theater.
Yes.
And none of the teams I root for
I know.
Are anywhere close to it.
And the Jets and Giants are 50 million miles away.
It's this show, this proves that you're either a sports fan or you're not a sports fan. And for me, especially because I don't gamble.
Right.
So I'm watching these games having no money on it, no rooting interest. My team, my favorite player, isn't in it. And I'm going to sit there like it means the world to
me. It's funny, though. I create rooting interest based on my fandom, not even gambling. Like, my fandom leads me to rooting for certain things, like the Buffalo Bills to lose because they're in my division, like Tom Brady to lose because I'm still bitter. Like, my fandom will lead me down the rooting path, even though the Jets are 5,000 miles away from them.
I guess in a weird way, the one game that has the least amount of...
Tennessee-Cincinnati?
Yeah. And what I do like about it, though? I'm sure you read this, the average person, but I've seen this. Joe Burrow made a statement yesterday.
I loved his statement, yes.
And I loved it. Here's a team that went 31 years without a playoff win. 31 years, and as a franchise, has never won a road playoff game. And that's what they're tasked with doing against Tennessee Saturday at 4:30, okay? That's the CBS game. Fox has the Saturday night game, all right? And I'm paraphrasing here. Joe Burrow said, in regards to... you know, kind of getting the proverbial, you know, monkey off your back and finally winning a playoff game since Boomer. He said this, Evan, and I loved it. He goes, you better get used to it. You people better get used to it. We ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, it was a very...
That to me, if I was a Bengal fan...
Oh, I love it.
I'd go out and buy a Joe Burrow jersey.
It's not cocky. It's, this is what we're changing around here. And it reminded me something of something Rex said, actually, when he was here, even though it didn't work out the way we hoped. After the Jets beat the Patriots in the divisional round, the only time in Tom Brady's career he lost a divisional round game at home. Keep that fact in your head. Only time ever. Good luck on Sunday, Rams. Rex Ryan said, same old Jets. Back in the AFC Championship game.
Yes, he did.
Now, unfortunately, we haven't sniffed it since, but that's the attitude you want. The Joe Burrow attitude of, hey, Bengal fans, I know you're excited. I get it. I respect it. Let's keep calm because this isn't a big deal because we're going to do this every year.
So it's funny.
I love it.
Years ago, I had a company called Box Score Sports.
Right.
And Box Score Sports took famous box scores and put it on T-shirts and coffee mugs and this, that, the other thing. All right. We sold it through Amazon. The number one most popular item we ever sold.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Well, of a box score?
Yeah.
Game 686.
No.
game
Jets,
six.
Patriots.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just football or is it all
no,
sports?
No, it's every sport.
Really? It's Jets,
we
Patriots?
Try, what we try to do is we try
I'm
to
surprised
take
by
the,
that, actually.
We try to take the iconic sports moments in every major city.
Right.
All right. And put a box score.
Okay.
And we would put it on, you know, like I said, T-shirts and mugs and, you know, things of that
That's
nature.
A really good idea, actually. And I'd buy a ton of stuff.
Yeah, it was on Amazon.
Right.
And ultimately, we had a book called, it was the great box score book.
Right.
And we had box scores with little side
that
stuff.
That is so up my alley.
Oh, you love it. It was like a great, yeah, like, coffee table book.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I did it with one of the executives at the Hebrew Home.
Oh, cool.
Was my partner in it.
Very cool.
And it was just, I'll show you the book one
day. It's badass,
it was
bad, man.
It was great. But the number one most popular item
was
we sold
Jets
on Amazon.
Papers?
I guess it's because the timing of the book, too.
Hey.
That long after.
And I take pride in what I just said, and I think we need to remember this during these dark times where we all suck. The New York Jets, the lousy, pathetic, embarrassing New York Jets,
yeah,
are the only team to defeat Tom Brady when Tom Brady's at home in the divisional round. So this weekend, he's 13-1, Craig.
Yeah.
13-1 in divisional round games
at home.
You know
what that means? You know what that means for us? When
what?
We watch the game.
We'll be mentioned?
We are going to get a mention.
I hope they do.
Mark Sanchez gets a mention on TV. Now, not even because he's on Fox. He gets a mention because he's the only guy to do
yes!
it.
Yes! That's the only time at home. They did lose a game on the road against the Broncos. I think 05 was the year. But I'm talking about at home. That's the only time it's happened.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Maybe it shouldn't. It kind of makes me
now,
proud.
Now, here's the question.
Proud of that.
Would you think they'll give that stat even though it's more of a Patriot stat?
No, it's a Tom Brady stat.
You think they'll give it as a Tom Brady stat?
Well, then let's not talk about Tom Brady's Super Bowls. I mean, what are we doing? His legacy in New England is a part of his legacy.
Yeah. That's true.
Do you like
that's
that factoid?
I do like that factoid.
Sometimes I throw factoids at you.
Do you want to see the box score book?
I do.
Me and David Pomerantz did it.
I'm surprised Game 6 86 would be the number one thing for...
Hold on.
Because of how classic and iconic that game is. What would be the Yankee game, Big Mac? Would it
be... Oh, you know what another big one was? And I'm only saying it because I'm looking at it now.
Yeah.
All right. The second most popular one...
What sport?
I'll tell you the sport. Tell me the...
Yeah, tell me the sport.
Well, I'm going to bring up the pictures. You can see it so you know I'm not BSing here. Give me 1 second. The picture's coming up right now. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
It was... NBA Finals, but a specific game.
In the NBA Finals?
Yes.
Well, it's not going to be any of the Nets NBA Finals games.
We sold like a couple dozen mugs and flasks with this on it.
So it's got to be pro-Knicks, right?
I mean, it is not.
Game 7 against the Rockets?
Nope.
Game 6 against the Rockets?
Not Knicks.
Oh, not Knicks?
No.
Oh, I got it. Game 6.
No.
Bulls, Jazz, Michael's last game.
No. Good guess, though. No.
Game 7, LeBron against the Warriors.
Yes.
Okay.
There you
that's
go.
That's probably the most iconic game in NBA history for my lifetime.
93-89, Cleveland over Golden State. Cavs win the series 4-3. That was one of the most popular ones we did.
For my lifetime, and maybe for your lifetime.
Yeah.
Maybe for your lifetime, too. That is the most iconic game in NBA history.
Now, you want to see what it looked like?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. All right, so you got to come around to my side, if you don't mind. Here, just take a quick look. So this was the flask we sold. Box score. There you go.
Oh, wow.
And then for baseball, we actually have, like, you know, the at-bats, all that stuff. Football, you know, like the basic stats and scores.
You know what you should really do? You should take a scorecard for famous baseball games.
Do you want to partner with me, Evan?
Yes.
Is that where we're
People
going?
People would buy that. There'd be other geeks out there that say, I want the scorecard. And you get the scorecard from whatever game you want. You name it.
This was one of my better ideas than I thought. That's pretty
good. No, accurate. I actually think it's a really good idea.
Yeah. Well, listen, I got to call Dave, but if you want to join the team, we can bring it.
I'm a fan of
that. We can bring this back to market.
I'd wear that stuff too, man. Like if you made t-shirts.
Yeah, look, we had t-shirts, hats, mugs, tote bags. Pint glasses.
I'm trying to think,
and flasks.
If I had to pick one game in my lifetime to wear a shirt of that line score, a box score, what would it be? It's tough for
you?
Me. Yeah, because there's.
Well, you weren't alive for 86.
No. Things I experienced.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be any championships, obviously.
Right.
I could make a. Could it be the Johan no hitter? That was an iconic moment. And it's so special to me, and it pisses you off. I would wear it just to annoy you. You know what? That Jet Patriot game is up there.
That's
like, if
up
I'm
there,
making
right?
a list of those games that gave me the most pleasure, that's up there.
Yeah, I would reconsider, you know, doing this project again if you wanted to. The other thing we did was we listed, we listed the top 100. We're going to do this for every sport. Mm-hmm. The top 100 box scores of all time.
For not just New York, like so, every team, and every league. Yeah.
So we did like box score football edition, right. A collection of historically significant stats and stories. All right, so for example.
You know what's number one in the NFL?
I can tell you what we listed as number one.
Giants-Patriots won.
No. No. Number one, when the game changed, Jets-Colts.
Okay. You can go ice ball. You can go Super Bowl III. Go Super Bowl I. I get it. If I'm not including like firsts or the game changing, which I think are all very fair, even Super Bowl IV was iconic because that proved the AFL was legit.
We did not have that one there.
But I think to me, of just looking at games and stories, it's Giants Patriots.
Giants Patriots is in the book, page 18.
Yeah.
Yep. Under the title, Not Quite Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes. There you go.
Not bad.
There you go. Then we had, We got a whole bunch of them. Yeah, I'll send
Very
this
good
to you.
Idea. I do like that.
It's my pleasure. I'm going to send this to you.
Thank you.
Right now, you review this.
I'll review it.
And feel free to get back to me, okay?
Yes.
All right, there you go.
Thanks.
877-337-6666. More of your calls coming right up. I don't know what franchise, Nets aside, is, and no one cares about hockey, so I know I'm limiting it now.
You got to throw them out.
But, like, I don't know who's closest. I know the Yankees are the favorite to...
The New York Mets.
Yeah, but they're not.
What? Why not?
Because according to Vegas, they're not.
I don't care what Vegas says. The Mets have the two best pitchers in baseball in the same rotation.
Well, then explain to me why the Yankees have better odds to go to win the World Series than the Mets do.
Because the assumption is Carlos Correa, who just switched agents, may sign with the Yankees.
Yeah.
That the Yankees will be active and aggressive.
So I know people want to ask that question or try to figure out, Nets aside... Who's closest to winning a championship? I know most people would say, oh, the Yankees. Of course, the Yankees.
Because they're always there, too.
And odds on, Vegas thinks the Yankees are. From the American League, the Dodgers are the number one team nationally, odds-wise. I don't feel that way. Like, I don't feel right now that, assuming I'm rooting for them again this year, that day one of the baseball season, the Yankees are the best team in the American League. I don't feel that way. And I don't have an answer to who
is. I don't expect any Yankee fan to feel that way, but that's the other problem. See, that second part is important.
Who
is? But you don't know who is.
I don't.
Right, and I'm not blaming you for this. You're not caring or paying attention to the Red Sox or the Rays or the White Sox or the Astros. You're not. Not
right.
Saying you even should. So sometimes we're so self-reflective that we look at our own team, say, we don't feel good about the offseason, so that must mean we suck and we have no chance.
Yeah, well, I don't feel that way. I know the Yankees will be in the mix because they always are. But I wouldn't say right now, I wouldn't be arrogant or cocky as a Yankee fan saying, oh, it's ours. Now, sign Correa and get me a pitcher, and I might start feeling that way. Maybe get me another outfielder. Maybe tell me who's playing first base.
Before we do all that, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Get this lockout settled. Thank you.
Well, I did. I made a call today. Yeah.
Well,
I did, no joke.
Something happened because I just heard a few hours ago the players are going to respond to the owners of the proposal.
No, it's the proposal from a week ago.
What do you mean?
The owners made a proposal.
Yeah, no. The players are going to respond to that proposal.
But it's not a new proposal.
Well, it's a respond to their proposal.
Yeah, they've had a week. They've sat on it for a week, and now they're going to respond.
It's better than sitting on it for a month and a half like the owners initially did.
Here's what the players are going to say. We don't like it.
Well, that's the game.
You want my response? You want my response? You'll pay for the license for me, and I'll appreciate that. Godfather 2. You'd have to have seen it. And I'm talking about Senator. You can have my response right now. My response is no. And I'd appreciate you paying the license fee for me. Mike, what is this? Then they find the dead hooker in his bed.
Why are you giving the movie away? I haven't seen The Godfather 2 yet.
Because it's 50 years old.
I was waiting.
It's okay to give away Godfather 2
plot lines. I know there's things me and my wife had to watch, including How I Met Your Father. What are we doing? What are we
doing? They really rolled out a sequel to How I Met Your Mother?
It debuted on Hulu the other day. Hilary Duff is the star of the show.
Okay.
And it's just...
No good, huh?
It's not that it's bad. Because I'm going to still
but
watch.
But it's not as good as.
The original's a top 5 show of all time.
Yeah.
And the reason it is because of Barney Stinson. And that's a classic character. Like, if we're doing top characters of all time, Barney Stinson's up there. They need to create a new Barney Stinson.
Well, maybe you got to give it a couple episodes.
I'm being patient.
Yeah. I imagine after the very first episode of Your Mother, you probably weren't like, oh, Barney Stinson's the greatest character of all time.
You knew early on he had it.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.